Welcome to the next podcast in the series Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw. These podcasts are all a reflection of her educational philosophy. She's written a big series of children's picture books recently for social emotional learning. The podcasts have been discussing those books, their impact, their function, and how families can benefit from them. This week, Dr. Shaw decided to share her philosophy in a different way. She was interviewed recently on WDST-FM in Woodstock. Doug Grunther hosts a program called the Woodstock Roundtable. Dr. Mindy Shaw was his guest, and Dr. Shaw figured that this week she'll share that interview just for another point of view on her philosophy and what her current work is all about. So here you go, WDST and the Woodstock Roundtable.
Absolutely. Hang out with us. Yeah, we got music happening. We got okay. Dr. Mindy Shaw coming. We're going to call right now. She has a new book out. She's a child psychologist. And boy, talk about a timely subject, the communicating between parents and kids in the age of a pandemic. Pretty interesting stuff, pretty important stuff. And who better than Mindy to talk to? She's been working with kids for 30 years. Well, I'll tell you a little about Mindy while we're trying to get her.
Let's try that.
For 30 plus years, she's been teaching children 4 to 8. And during the pandemic, she created a 20 book series of children's nonfiction paperbacks. She has a podcast, which is Teaching Humanity Remotely. And out of that came a demand for a book on how to best communicate with children. Hello?
Hello?
Mindy, are you there?
I am.
Whoa, we've been having some technical issues with our phone. Good to hear your voice again.
Didn't hear a dial tone for a while.
Thank you. Good to hear your voice.
Right. We didn't even hear a dial tone. So the genies are working. And when you were on last time, of course, how relevant. Here we are. I mean, virtual reality was increasing anyway. Now, of course, it's a big part of our lives. We know and have read a lot about the negative problems created for kids trying to learn, trying to be in school virtually, trying to learn virtually. That pressure has, of course, gone to parents. What is the upside? Is there any upside to this virtual experience of the last year?
Well, I love that question, but let me just take a moment to speak about your last segment when you were promoting your view about the technology. And I just want to say that I have a lot to say about that, but you're going to have me on another time yet again because this is my segment. But please let's table what I have to say about that. Because what I was noticing prior to this pandemic as a teacher the last few years was that because children were already using technology, like for instance, let's say in the backseat there was a child who was crying, instead of listening together and singing Raffi songs when I was raising my children, the mom would like, or dad would throw the kids their telephone and they would go on games. And then we would wonder why it was hard to get their attention from, you know, in a human interaction. So it's just an interesting concept about the growth of technology and the impact it will have on human development
okay.
and the brain.
But
answer your question, I think.
No, whoa. Mm-hmm. You just threw something out. I'm going to respond to it. And then we'll get to your book. You brought it up. All right. I'm not disagreeing that the technology has created problems, but what is the difference between a parent today throwing the cell phone at the kid and say, play a game rather than communicate, and what my parents did, and I had great parents, throwing me in front of a television, which they knew was the greatest babysitter of all time?
In that way, I don't think there is a difference, but there's a lot, but I'll tell you what is different. When parents want to distract a child, let's say, in our day, like in the car, right, where there wasn't the TV, and there wasn't other technology, right, then the parents would engage the child in a way where either they play like, you know, I did like a lot of word games. I say the word cat. What does it end with? It ends with a T. You say a word that begins with T, you know, or you do a lot of singing together, or you do talking together. So in that way, it's a difference. Do I think that the TV is any different than the computer? No, I don't think it's different. If it is, it would be worse. Because with the computer, there's an opportunity to do some sort of interaction.
Okay, good point. And, you know, you spent 30 years teaching kids 4 to 8. And now, you know, your insights are particularly important because of the virtual reality with this pandemic. Tell us how this led to your new book.
Okay, so what happened was I was doing another media invitation, and it was right after January 6th. And the person said, how do I speak to my 5-year-old grandchild about what happened at the Capitol? And I gave an answer, and I thought that it was an appropriate answer about being developmentally appropriate in what you say. I mean, we can't shelter children from real-life experiences, which many could be very challenging. The death of a pet, a family member dying, divorce, you know, whatever it is. So it's really about how we say what we say. And I think that always being truthful. So after I hung up the phone, I felt like I didn't really, that answer wasn't comprehensive enough. I was motivated based on her question and also the fact that parents have been writing on my website. Like questions like, how do I get my child to pay attention on Zoom? How do I get them to eat what I serve? How do I get them to go to bed on time? How do I get them off the screen? So I decided what I was going to do is I was going to write a parent's guide to effective communication with their children. And basically, there are 10 governing principles that I discuss. That's the first section of the book, and I explain each one. The second section of the book is my granddaughter, when she was 3.5, we were walking together, and she stopped, and she said, Min Min, I like the way you speak with me. And at that moment, I had an insight that she must be hearing the way I speak with her differently than she hears other adults speak with her. So I incorporated that children's section into the book so parents can see the modeling of how I actually do speak to a young child and how that young child responds. And the last section of the book is the answers to the most practical questions that parents have asked regarding their need to have better communication with their children. And so in that section, you actually see the practical implication of the guiding principles that govern our communication with children.
Great.
So that's why I wrote the book.
All right, good summary. So let's back up a little bit because we'll get to some of those 10 questions, but I want to get back to you talking to your grandchild. Could you give us one kind of specific, I don't know if it's a technique or awareness that your granddaughter was picking up on that why she would distinguish the way you spoke to her and the way most adults spoke to her?
I like that question. So I'll just read a tiny section of the book. It says, Min Min, I like how you speak with me. And she says, Min Min, I like how you speak with me. Thank you, Olivia. I like talking with you. Olivia, what do you mean when you say that you like how I speak with you? Min Min, I mean that you don't talk to me the way other grown-ups do. Olivia, how do I speak with you that's different than other grown-ups? It's hard for me to find the exact words, Min Min, but when you speak with me, I always feel like you are completely paying attention to me and you are always telling me the truth. It feels like even though you are really playful with me, when we speak, you are serious and respectful. It's almost like you don't treat me like a little baby or a little kid. Also, you always answer my questions and address my concerns. I think what I love best about you is you always make sure that I understand what you're saying. So that's what she said.
Boy, that sounds like a lot of work.
How old is that grandchild?
When she said that, she was 5.
Wow.
And the reason is, my brother said, you know, come on, you know, why could she be so sophisticated? And then he answered his question. He said, it's because you speak with her that way. When I was a teacher, I never, lied to my students. If they misbehaved, they knew that they misbehaved. You know, I was clear and I was firm. And when they did something great, we cheered and we celebrated. It was like I didn't have to have that teacher fake voice. I was who I was. And it was that honesty that created the quality relationship that made us want to have mutual respect for each other and want to be fulfilling to each other. There's an accountability there, you know?
We're talking to Dr. Mindy Shaw, child psychologist. she has a podcast. She has a new book. She has a website. Why don't you give us the URL of the website, and that way people can find all the good work you're doing.
Thank you so much. And that is learnwithmeremotely.com.
LearnWithMeRemotely.com. We'll get that on our Facebook page, Ron. Great. Now, you say the third section of the book is 10 questions that you've been asked mostly in your professional capacity. Pick one of the questions and give us a little bit of the answer.
Okay, can I just, I'm going to be very quick and just say, so here are the principles, because you really need them first, and it is be honest, be clear. Like, state what you want to be talking about. Never overspeak. Be developmentally appropriate. Be consistent and have follow-through, which is so important. I'll give an example there. Don't be afraid to model making mistakes. Have high expectations. Be respectful. Check for understanding. Be present and attentive in the moment. So, for example, if you want your child, they're all really kind of the same. The answer is a principle that remains the same throughout all the interactions. So one question was, how do I get my child to go to bed at 8 o'clock? That's their bedtime. And what would happen is that when it was 8 o'clock, the child would need water, would need this, start to cry. You know, what do you do in that situation? So here's what you have to do. What you do is that you follow those 10 principles, and you also incorporate setting the stage for success. That's the component that you incorporate, which includes two more things: front loading and making sure that you incorporate everything you need to be successful, which includes a consequence if the agreement is not adhered to. So you want your bed to, your child and you have a discussion, and the deal is she's going to bed at 8 o'clock. Okay, so you make an agreement of what that entails. Does that mean before bedtime? This is what happens. You have a conversation, and in that conversation, you have an agreement of what happens. You know, you start to go to bed at 7:30. You go to the bathroom, you have water, you read a book, I read a book. You have an agreement, and in that agreement, there will be a consequence of what happens if the child doesn't follow through. And there, this is the most important piece of it. If the child doesn't follow through after there is a pre-agreement, which is the front loading and the setting the stage for success, then you must be consistent. Because if you give in at the time when your child is having a minor temper tantrum, then what the child learns is that you're not keeping your word, your child doesn't need to keep their word, and furthermore, that if I misbehave, I'm going to get what I want. So it's really, you know, I equated this. This book is so simple, but the thing is that this is the piece that could be complicated. When I go to a car mechanic, I want them to fix my car. I want to know nothing about it. When I go to a doctor, if I have an ailment, I want to be partners in that, and I want to learn about how to care for myself. Well, in this book, if you follow the recommendations, it will surely work. However, the parent will need to exercise a new muscle and build up stamina to make sure that they honor their agreements with their children and model that and really follow the 10 governing principles. That's what's important, because you have to change, you know, if your child's having a temper tantrum in the grocery store because they want to buy something, you need to make sure they don't get it, because otherwise you're teaching them, have a temper tantrum, I'm going to give it to you. But you have to, it's very hard to feel embarrassed. Your kid's screaming and yelling. So it's a matter of just really getting used to a new way of dealing with your child. And if you can honor your own commitment and really want the success of having effective communication, the recommendations in this book will absolutely guarantee that you'll get there.
Well, Dr. Mindy Shaw has 30 plus years teaching kids 4 to 8. She has a podcast called Teaching Humanity Remotely. Now a new book. You can find out about all of them on her website. Why don't you give us that URL again, Mindy?
Okay, it's learnwithmeremotely.com, and there's always more to come. My next book, I'm starting another adult book, and it's called a parent book, and it's called What Not to Do.
That's probably going to be a longer book. At any rate, we always appreciate your insights. Couldn't be more relevant, Dr. Mindy Shaw. Good luck with everything, and we'll stay in touch.
I'd love that, and I'd love to talk to you about your insights as well. Be well.
And that concludes this episode of the podcast series Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw. Thank you for listening. You can follow Dr. Shaw on Facebook. Her page is Learn With Me Remotely. That's on Facebook. That's also her website, learnwithmeremotely.com. Her podcasts and all the books that she's been referring to are on that site for purchase, and samples are there as well. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. Doctor is abbreviated DR, and the one is the number one, Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. And on Instagram at Dr. Mint with a T, Shaw. Thanks again for listening. Watch out for the next podcast in the series. That'll be coming real soon.